Greetings and God bless you, my friends and neighbors, and welcome to the Wow Factor, the word of wisdom designed to inspire, empower, and enlighten us in just a few short minutes at a time. My name is D.L. Wallace, and I am elated to be the host of this day's call, where our motto is simple: your soul will be blessed in 8 minutes or less. Our request is simple as well. Send this podcast to your coworkers, your neighbors, your loved ones, and friends so they can have some inspiration to make it through the course of their day. Let's jump right into our topic today, my friends, and that topic is simply the runaways. The runaways. One of the most systemic problems in our nation is the amount of a number of children that are running away from home. Each year, almost 3 million kids run away from home. That's just in the United States alone. It's the largest contributor to the homeless population. And of course, we know that those children have been through trials and tribulations. And one of the most exciting things about is when we find a child who's run away and then discovered a great home where they can have love and appreciation. I don't know that there's a better story. Well, we can all relate to the runaways because we've been a runaway ourselves. We've run away from all of the challenges and obstacles and crises of the world, and we've embraced a new home, a home with Christ Jesus. You remember the Bible says in Matthew 11:28, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." These are the words of Jesus. Then we discover in Proverbs 18:10, "The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous runs to it and is safe." My friends and neighbors, we've all run away, and we've run away from mess to a Messiah. And yes, my friends and neighbors, we have to outline the reasons why we ran away, and then we can also help those who are trying to make runaway decisions themselves. My friends, in the RUN acronym, we're going to outline 3 key reasons why everybody runs away. And if we know how God supplies with those 3 reasons, we can win. That R in our RUN acronym says that people run away when there is a lack of resources. Yes, my friends and neighbors, a lack of resources. If we're talking about the actual runaways, then we're talking about those that don't have a food to eat, or don't have shelter, and don't have clothes, and they may be sleeping in cardboard boxes, and that systemic lack of resources causes them to run away. Well, the thing that causes us to run away and run to God, my friends and neighbors, is we were sick and tired of being sick and tired. One of the beautiful components about God is there is no lack of resources with our Heavenly Father. Remember, he says in Philippians 4:19, "But my God shall supply all your need according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus." Then we discover in Psalm 37:4 that if we delight ourselves in the Lord, he will give us the desires of our heart. And we discover in Matthew 21:22, "In all things whatsoever we shall ask in prayer, believing, we shall receive." And I don't just mean the monetary resources, my friends. Remember Galatians 5, where we're introduced to the fruit of the Spirit: love and joy and peace and faith and long-suffering, meekness, temperance. Yes, my friends and neighbors, we are introduced to the fact that God has resources money cannot buy. Yes, he gives us peace that passes all understanding. He gives us joy unspeakable. I wish I knew somebody out there. I bet you can attest to the fact that you've gotten resources from God that you never could have gotten anywhere else. Aren't you glad that you ran away and ran toward God, my friends and neighbors? Because we have an unlimited supply of resources. We've got enough love that we can forgive our neighbors even when they do us wrong. We've got so much peace that we can be all right even when it seems like the world is falling apart around us. We feel okay because we know God is on our side. He said he'll never leave us nor forsake us even until the end of the world. So we know that we've got resources that cannot be bought with money, but it's the reason why we ran away and ran to God. That U in our RUN acronym reminds us that people also run away when they have a lack of understanding. Yes, my friends and neighbors, they don't know why they're not eating at night. They don't know why mom's not showing up. They don't know why daddy's not at home. They don't understand, and that lack of understanding causes them to flee. Isn't it great to know, my friends and neighbors, that God has given us great understanding? He told us in Proverbs 4:7 that wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom, and with all our getting, he encouraged us to get understanding. Then he even outlined in Proverbs 8:11 11 that wisdom is better than rubies, and all the things that may be desired cannot be compared to it. God wants us to have an understanding. He wants us to know why. God, the Bible says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. Why? That whosoever believes on him should not perish, but have everlasting life. God wants us to have an understanding. In fact, we discover in 1 Corinthians 2:16 that we have the mind of Christ. Yes, my friends and neighbors, God does not want us to be in the dark. He said it in John 15. He says, henceforth, I don't call you servants anymore. I call you friends, because a servant doesn't know what the master is doing. But because you're friends of mine, everything I've heard from my Father, I have made known unto you. Isn't it great, my friends and neighbors, to know that we have a God who loves us enough to make sure that we have an understanding? Yes, my friends and neighbors, God provides that. That N in our RUN acronym says people run when there's a lack of nurturing. You know, if you're a note taker, one of my note takers, I challenge you to write down, everyone needs a family. Yes, my friends and neighbors, everyone needs a family. People join fraternities because in the fraternity, they call each other brothers. Others join sorority because in the sororities, they call each other sisters. Those are forms of families. And then we understand that gangs are a distorted and dysfunctional family, and the church is a functional extended family. That's why you go to many churches and they refer to each other as brothers and sisters. And you see this elderly lady over here and everybody calls her mother. Why? Everyone needs a family. Well, nobody can provide us a family like God. The Bible says in Ephesians 3:15 that the whole family of heaven and earth is named after him. Yes, my friends and neighbors, we discover in 1 John 3:2 that we are the sons of God. Then we discover in 2 Corinthians 6:18, God says, I will be a father unto you, and you shall be my sons and daughters, says the Lord Almighty. My friends and neighbors, didn't you realize that when you ran away, you ran to a family? The Bible says that God has adopted us, but as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God. John 1:12. Yes, my friends and neighbors, we're part of a family. There are a few key components of a family. The family prepares you, the family protects you, and the family promotes you. Yes, my friends and neighbors, you know, we're prepared in the family. Didn't God prepare us? He tells us things that are coming before they actually come. He prepares us. He actually has empowered us with his Holy Spirit to teach us all things. He prepares us. And doesn't he protect us, my friends and neighbors? The Bible says he gives his angels charge over us to keep us in all our ways. And doesn't he promote us, my friends? He tells us that we are the apples of his eye. Yes, my friends and neighbors, every element of a family can be found in this Christian life. I challenge you, my friends and neighbors, if you've yet to run away, I challenge you to leave your current situation and run toward the goodness of God. You won't be disappointed. There is resources, understanding, and nurturing in this house. That's all the time of yours I'm going to take today. Until we talk again on tomorrow, God bless you, God bless your families, and embrace the new and improving you.